In this bulletin, National Cabinet agrees on vaccination targets for the easing of COVID-19 restrictions. New South Wales police are deploying 1,000 officers to prevent a repeat COVID protest. And in sport, the Australian women's football team, the Matildas, defeat Great Britain. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghali. New South Wales police said up to 1,000 officers will be deployed to monitor any anti-lockdown protests in Sydney this weekend. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller warned protesters from coming into the Sydney CBD.
Please don't come into Sydney tomorrow to protest. If you do, you will be met by up to 1,000 police who will be ready to deal with you, whether that be via the health orders or other laws. We know that this is such an important time for New South Wales in terms of winning the battle against the virus, and coming into town to protest is not the answer.
Police are still pursuing three people for violence at last Saturday's anti-lockdown protest in Sydney's CBD. It is reported that taxi drivers in Sydney have been warned off by police from picking up and dropping off fares near the CBD from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today, or face fines of up to $100,000. Meanwhile, intelligence officials are investigating the potential role of foreign players in stirring up anti-lockdown rallies being held in Australia. This morning, however, brings some good news for Sydney's construction industry, with work allowed to resume from this morning on non-occupied building sites, provided COVID-safe plans are in force. Some Sydney residents are supporting the extended COVID-19 lockdown as the military prepares to conduct compliance operations with police across the city. 300 Australian Defence Force personnel are being deployed to crack down on citizens ignoring coronavirus restrictions in the worst affected areas. Bondi resident Monica Tanius says the extra resources are probably necessary to better control the spread of COVID-19 in the New South Wales community.
I don't think they'd be enforcing or putting people out there, or police or army out there, if people weren't following the rules. So I think it's a good thing, really, just so we can get on top of this thing.
The federal government says defense will take part in training over the weekend and officially start duties on Monday. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is urging Indigenous communities to take up the opportunity to get vaccinated. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aged 16 and over from any state or territory can receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Chance says communities should engage with their local Aboriginal controlled health services to discuss vaccinations.
I'm particularly concerned that Aboriginal people have, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have a lot of significant underlying health conditions that will pose greater risk and threats should they get COVID.
The Australian Medical Association has thrown its support behind the AstraZeneca vaccine to boost inoculation rates. Despite the small risk of a blood clotting disorder, AMA President Omar Khurshid says AstraZeneca should be considered when patients weigh up the benefits against the risk, particularly given the high infectivity of the Delta variant.
I know what the aim is, and the aim is for everyone to be vaccinated. That is the only way we can protect each other from this terrible disease, and we know that there are more challenges coming in the future.
The AMA has also called for tougher lockdowns to combat the Greater Sydney virus outbreak. And in AFL, Carlton have kept their finals hopes alive, beating St Kilda by 31 points in Melbourne last night. St Kilda started well, with key forward Max King booting three goals in the first quarter. But after the first term, Carlton kicked 9 of the next 12 goals, leading by 50 points during the third quarter. St Kilda coach Brett Ratton says the loss was disappointing.
We got ourselves into a position where, whether we made it or not, we just had a chance, and tonight we let ourselves down. But it's sort of been, you know, it's been like our season, really, isn't it? We've shown a bit and then we can't continue, and we have to do a fair bit of work.
The Saints finished the game with injury concerns to Hunter Clark and defender Dougal Howard. Also in sport, the Matildas have won their Friday night football game against Great Britain 4-3 at the Tokyo Olympics. Alana Kennedy scored one of the goals in the tight football clash, taking the team into the semifinals. The Matildas say they have made history after their victory at Kashima Stadium in Japan. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic lost to fifth-ranked German Alexander Zverev in the semifinals in three sets. It's a big upset for the top-ranked Serbian, who just won Wimbledon and follows Australian Ash Barty's Olympic loss. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible morning storm, 16 degrees. Adelaide, rain, 17 degrees. Melbourne, rain developing, 19. Hobart, rain at times, 16. Canberra, partly cloudy, also 16. Wollongong, much the same as yesterday, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 22. Brisbane, sunny, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 32.